In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." These are some of the first words that Jesus speaks to his disciples after the discovery of his empty tomb. I think we should take note of this fact, that these are some of the first words he says to them after being raised. Throughout his entire ministry, Jesus had been trying to prepare his disciples for the fact that he would die and that he would be raised up, trying to prepare them that this will not only happen, but must happen. There is a clear before and after he is making them ready for. Their lives before the resurrection and their lives after the resurrection. Now they are moving into a world post-resurrection, and he is trying to prepare them for that new life. And these are some of the first words of instruction, of command for their new Easter lives. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. He is telling them to go out in the power of the Spirit, in his name as his disciples, and to forgive people their sins just as they themselves have been forgiven. On Easter morning, I spoke to you about the space that Jesus creates for us. A space of forgiveness, of mercy, is one of the most important ones he creates. In the space of the cross, his crucified body takes on all of our sins. All of them, every one, no matter how great or small. In the space of the empty tomb, his resurrected body declares to us that our sin is forgiven. In that space, Jesus calls us to not only receive his mercy, but to practice mercy with others, calls us to live fully into it. Now, one of those ways we will experience together in a few moments. Together, we will reflect on our sins in silence, confess them aloud, ask for forgiveness, and receive mercy. During Lent, we move that space that the confession of sins and absolution creates to the very beginning of our worship. Starting with the penitential order, we together confessed our sins and received forgiveness as a starting point, a stepping stone into our Sunday worship. Now, this is in fact how some other churches structure their worship most of the time, with the confession of sins at the beginning. Depending on the Lutheran congregation, or if you were to visit a parish in the Church of England, this is how your worship might begin. Not too long ago, I was having a conversation with an English priest who had moved to America to serve a parish here. I asked him what it was like for him to go from one style of liturgy to a new one. The biggest change for him by far was no longer having the confession of sins at the beginning of the service. This was a challenge for him, not just as a priest leading worship, but as a Christian worshiper. He said it did not feel quite right entering into that space of prayer without first receiving absolution. He said, with it at the beginning, there is a great weight lifted, this sense of freedom granted, that allows him to fully enter into worshiping God and to being in communion with his neighbor. That is something I have thought about often, what he said, that before he could hear God's word, before he could declare his faith by the creed, pray for the needs of the world, receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, before he could be brought into a deeper communion with God and his neighbor, he had to be relieved of the burden of his sin, set free from that weight pressing down on him, so that he could freely move in the space God was calling him to. It seems to mirror in some way the encounter the disciples have in our gospel, that before they could go out into the world and be the living body of Jesus Christ, living their lives in the new space that the resurrection had made, they needed to understand the importance, the need for forgiveness, needed to be aware of the part they would play in creating these spaces of mercy. Our corporate confession of sin is not the only place where we create spaces of absolution. It is a little known fact that we Episcopalians have in our Book of Common Prayer the Reconciliation of a Penitent, right on page 447. For any of you former Roman Catholics, this will remind you a great deal of confession, because that is what it is. Two Christians brought together in prayer, one admitting their sins to God and seeking forgiveness, the other hearing them and assuring them that God gives his mercy to those who seek it. It is an amazing space that is created in reconciliation. Two people, sinners both, approaching God together. The laying bare of a soul with its guilt and shame, its pain and anguish, all of it brought to God. And words of comfort spoken on behalf of God. Words of assurance that all who turn to God searching for mercy receive it. I don't know, but I think we can create more of these spaces in our world, more spaces where people can be lifted of the burden they carry with them, set free from the wrongs they have done. I don't know, but I think we, you and I and every Christian, can play a part in creating those spaces, can attest to the powers and wonders that is forgiveness. Imagine this world where these spaces were found all around us, where people were not afraid to admit their wrongs, not afraid of scorn or ridicule or shunning, not afraid to admit that I am a sinner and I have sinned. Imagine a world where people lived lives in response to the forgiveness and mercy they have received. No longer living for themselves alone, no longer living out of fear and anxiety, but now free to live lives of love, called to share with others what they have received. Imagine this world if we lived as redeemed people. Will we still fall down sometimes, make mistakes, commit sins? Yes. But how we respond to our failings and those of others would change. We would lift each other up instead of casting down. We would praise God for the wonders of his mercy instead of condemning our fellow human beings. We would create a space where we were free to live into the glory of Jesus Christ's resurrection. A people redeemed, where we no longer only saw our imperfections, but saw the love that God has for all of his children. Amen.